So it's recording. Okay. We'll call the meeting to order. Is anyone here for public comment? No? And do we have any comments or corrections to the minutes from last month's meeting? We got everyone's names corrected on the roll. Okay, so we'll accept the minutes as are. We have going around are the purchase orders, or the bill list, really. But we have no purchases, and we have no resolutions. So we're quickly running out of business on our meeting. You had this public act added to the agenda?
No, I just stuck it in there. I was going to talk about that under new business.
Oh, okay. Okay. You want to go on to staff reports first?
Chris has a couple items.
Yeah. I just want to give everybody an update on our Windows 7 wind down and everything. And right now we have 9% of our machines running Windows 7. And the vast majority of those are, let's see, basically like 87 of those are state computers. And if you take that into account, it's less than 2% remaining for us, and we have all those allocated to be removed from the companies.
The only other issue is and we'll appreciate your help whenever it comes, the Regional Board of Education did not budget for machines, so we gave him an extension, so December 1st he's going to buy them, and then we're going to quickly.
Yeah, they have 12 machines.
It's not on their 2020 budget?
It will be, yeah.
Okay.
So please pass it for him.
Okay.
And, we did hit also.
Talk about the remote ones.
Yeah.
They need to be aware of that.
Yeah, no, we did uncover that there are several Windows 7 machines that are connected from local police departments too, that are actually connecting to our New World system. We've notified those police departments that they must replace those machines, and Sheriff's Office agrees with us 100% on that.
And they're using VPN, so they're actually
right
on the network.
Yeah, so they're not actual physical boxes that
right
are here, but mm-hmm, incorrect. They're actually using a VPN connected.
Okay. And I asked Jeff Ezra to compose a letter in case we need it, telling us what we can send them. To remind them, because that's important.
Okay.
And then you got SmartNet?
Yeah, no, we also, I believe last month you all approved a SmartNet contract and everything. And the auditor's office is essentially saying that the resolution or whatever that we passed, because we're using financing, apparently there needs to be an amendment to that resolution. After talking with Jennifer, I was at least able to get it to the point of if Jamie and Don, you know, from finance, can send an email to Jennifer basically saying that you'll revisit the that contract or whatever, she'll go ahead and cut the check, mm-hmm, basically. So we'll have to meet December with a revised thing.
So I need to send this email?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we can meet before the board meeting if you want for 5 minutes.
Well, we know that finance has to do it too, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So it's got to, I think so. I believe that's how it would have to be, IT and then finance. So she's willing to cut the check as long as you guys are willing to say
The issue is that the resolution says it's going to secure data, but this company is financing it, so they got to be added.
Right.
Can you send me an email with the details of what you want and who you want it sent to? And I'll do that.
For you to forward?
Yep. Okay. Definitely.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfect. Anything else on the staff report?
Two things. I visited, and I was telling Bruce, I visited a couple schools with Rob Warden to see what my department can do to help them out. It was very enlightening, to say the least, the way the children are taught now. High school, they're taking architecture classes in Alton. It's really, really neat. They've taken the vocational schools and turned that into career technical education. So some still have vocational schools, but you would think that like 3D printing, which is what started the dialogue with him, there's not enough resources for the schools. Most of them have three, one in the high school, one in the junior high middle school, one in the elementary. And so we went and talked about that. But they're taking the vocational schools and turning them into, that's where the drafting is taught, that's where the CAD's taught, CAD-CAM. They're getting blocks and dowel calipers, measuring them, gluing 1-inch square blocks together into a pattern, and then making them in 3D and printing them. It's really, really cool. That's one thing. And then the other thing, I went to the Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology. That's the IT department. They just have a neat name. They have a summit every year in Springfield, so I went up there last Tuesday and Wednesday. And what came out of that, Adam Ford is the deputy director, and he spoke. I really like him. I've met him several times. And what they're doing is recommending that we follow this resolution that's in front of you to ensure that we have cybersecurity, because right now we can have cybersecurity training here, but there's no compliance, there's no teeth to it. If we were to change a couple of words on that to the county and the Department of IT Technology for training, then it would have teeth to it. If that's something you wish to pursue, there's no action to take, obviously, today because I'm bringing it to you, but if it's something you guys think we should pursue, we can work on that. If they recommend it, I think we should.
So this spells out that all employees would take this online training.
Yes.
Don't go fishing, things like that.
Yep.
Have you
don't open attachments from Nigerian princes?
Had a conversation with HR to see if
they were here on the call today.
Okay.
Annette couldn't make it as a representative of safety and risk, but Bruce Cooper from HR came, and John Thompson from compliance, because it will become a compliance issue if we pass this. I think it should probably go through personnel, but I wanted to bring it here to let you guys know and see if you think it's something worth pursuing. I've been here 3 years, and we need something like this.
We do this in my work. We have an annual training. Mm-hmm. It's one of a million that a company like mine does. Right.
Yeah. Don't stick a flash drive in your computer if you find it on the ground.
And you know, it's like a half an hour a year you spend doing it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I usually pick up some little tidbit. Most of it, you know.
Yeah.
Most people know.
Yeah. Well, you
pick up
a
tidbit once a year.
But somebody in a clerk or purchasing or something like that may not, because they're not really in the IT world.
So as a part of that HRIS system, there were some modules mm-hmm. that they could choose. Did they
yes.
say if there happened to be a module?
There is.
Okay.
But this will give that teeth.
Is there a cost for that module?
They spent $20,000 on it, I think. And then was that what Bobby said? They spent $20,000?
Was that okay?
Yeah, I believe that's what they paid. Or that might have been through the insurance company, I don't know which. We had multiple conversations going this afternoon. But yeah, they did purchase an LMS.
What's an LMS?
Learning Management System.
Right, okay. Yeah, no, I know they did that. But then there's, to upload some of these trainings, sometimes it costs additional. Do we know if that was included as a part of that, or will this be an additional?
I think there's a whole bunch of training in there,
okay.
And then you just pick what you want already
right.
out of it, a la carte, and
okay.
it's all paid for. I don't know how much it was, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not worried about what we've already paid. Just if we need to add additional training on, sometimes we would have to purchase that. Sometimes it is included in that purchase price that they already have, but I know like Annette last month was able to save us a lot of money with something by finding it elsewhere or something like that.
Okay. So. Well, the important thing is, though, is right now there's no reason for anybody to take it.
Right.
But if you have something like this, then it's a mandatory requirement. That's why the state did it. Because
so
they didn't have people.
We should know this, but how do we make sure that everyone does ethics training every year? That's mandatory, right? Is that mandatory in just the handbook?
I don't know.
It's mandatory.
We had it one time.
I know it's mandatory.
It's mandatory by state law.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's good for.
It might be annual, I don't know.
I think it's annual.
I don't think so.
You haven't taken it in a while? I don't know.
Just don't know if you make it like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of use that language.
Well, what we'll do is we'll drive it if we get this. My department will be more than happy. We might get some better sleep at night knowing everybody knows, you know.
I think you're correct, Rob. This is something that needs to go through personnel.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Seems like it.
I'll come to your next meeting.
Yay.
Anything else under staff reports?
That's about it. I can tell you guys about virtual reality. I got a virtual reality for my son, but that's not here at the county yet, but it's pretty gosh darn cool.
VR.
I would love to see that part of GIS. I mean, holy cow. You can go and literally walk around downtown St. Louis. That's incredible with Google Earth. You know how you use Google Earth and you grab it? You grab it with a pair of hands that you can't see without arms. You open it up, zoom down, and then you get down there and you get, just walk around. I mean, it is incredible.
Have Clint run around the sewer systems over in there.
Yeah.
Running through the pipes in the sewer system over in there. Yeah. Or in the special service area. Okay. Any old business?
We were going to bring up, but we didn't renew. We were going to bring up the SmartNet, but that's critical that we under old business. But that's critical that we get that because we'll run out of SmartNet if we don't.
Okay. And any new business?
Do you want to talk? It's your call.
Yeah, on the computers?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the executive session.
Okay.
Let's finish up our business.
Okay.
We have the bill list. Mm-hmm. Is that going around? They had a motion to approve the bills?
So moved.
Second.
Mm-hmm. And Erica?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Bruce?
Yes.
Dalton?
Yes.
And I say yes. Okay, so we could have skipped tonight's meeting, but I want to talk about the computers that the state's attorney has purchased, and I think there may be a lawsuit over it. So I think we need to go in an executive session per 5 ILCS 120/2C11.
I'd like to make a motion to go in an executive session.
Second.
Okay. Erica?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Bruce?
Yes.
And Dalton?
Yes.
And I say yes.
Shall we stop?